Welcome to the pavement. I'm Sam Slavic. Can I get you a cocktail? Perhaps a cool, moist towel to dab your brow, or a pillow for your feet. If you're listening to this broadcast while driving, please close your eyes, take a deep breath, and relax.
Have any of y'all been here at nighttime when nobody's here?
Close tonight, but not night.
Aw, man, y'all gotta be here at nighttime. That's when you start really hearing this stuff. Yup. If this building's still haunted, yeah, you probably still be hearing the spirits up inside.
I met Travell and Abraham when I was doing a cover story for the LA Weekly, Coming of Age in the Mouth of Madness. They were kids living in the nefarious Ford Welfare Hotel on 7th Street downtown. It was the worst of the worst on Skid Row in Los Angeles. The two of them recently took a tour of the construction site at the renovation of the old hotel with their mentor, Charles Porter. It was a sort of walk down memory lane viewed through the fossilized remembrance of an 8-year-old who lived there in a small room with his father for 10 years.
This ain't no ordinary place. This is the ghetto. Well, yeah, this is Skid Row.
In 2008, the Ford Hotel was purchased by SRO Housing Corp. The renovation's almost complete.
The young people now, a lot of them, they grew up here, so they're young adults now.
This is Hotel Hell. Travell Robertson takes no notice of a large black woman in a bright orange t-shirt exhibiting her substantial bare breast to passing traffic as he walks Gladys Street near 6th Street downtown. Numb to the madness, he'd seen it all by the time he was 9 years old. Now 19, the smart and charismatic former Skid Row wild child who raised himself in the nefarious Ford Hotel is revisiting the scene of his boyhood nightmares.
Man, there was ghetto up in the Ford. Lots of murders, lots of killings. When I was little, I had pictures in my head, so I started figuring out over the years. Over the years, I started figuring out that it was twisted.
Travell wears a backwards baseball cap, white t-shirt, plaid shorts, and black sneakers with fat green laces. He's flanked by his friend and former Ford resident 19-year-old Abraham Alacron Jr. and his mentor, Charles Porter.
When we started to bring it to the media's attention, the sad thing about it was that the response was, oh my God, there's kids living there, and we need to get them up out of there.
The Ford was built in 1925. Its legal history in recent years reads like a Skid Row crack dealer's rap sheet. In 1993, about the time Travell came into the world, the Ford's then owners were slapped with an injunction by a superior court judge requiring tighter security at the hotel. Cops described the Ford as the worst drug trafficking spot in central Los Angeles. Police made more than 60 narcotics-related arrests at the hotel and seized about $120,000 worth of drugs and $80,000 in cash in 1992 and 1993. In 1996, a former Ford owner was ordered to pay $10,106 in fines and costs for building, safety, and health violations, and was placed on 2 years probation. In 1997, a Beverly Hills slumlord pleaded guilty to 10 counts of violating health and safety codes at the Ford Hotel.
It was nothing but homeless people up inside at first, nothing but crackheads and all like handicapped people.
Travell's seen the place for the first time since he relocated a couple years ago.
I remember right here, there used to be a balcony right here, the 6th floor balcony, some lady dropped her kid off, remember?
Travell says as he looks up at a huge scaffolding in front of the 6-story building.
Damn, look at the floor. Man, it looks completely different. Like, man, I would like to move back up in this place now. Since I see it looking like this, it doesn't look like hell no more. It looks nice.
The sound of screaming babies, the interminable tumult of off-med psychiatric patients and anarchic addicts have been supplanted by buzzsaws and drills.
Oh yeah, this is completely different. The hallways are smaller. If this is the 5th floor, my room would have been like somewhere right here in this area.
Travell approaches his old room. Right here is where my room was. A guy blew his brains out. A week later, we seen red and brown stuff coming out this nigga's door. Somebody opened it up, and we see brains all over this room. Blood, frickin' maggots, his body being eaten away, decomposing and everything. Charles Porter watches Abraham and Travell as they enter Travell's old room. Charles is the prevention coordinator for a nonprofit drug program called United Coalition East Prevention. A trusted patriarchal presence on Skid Row, he wears a Guayabera shirt and khakis. Traces of gray weave through his short beard.
No way!
Yeah, that own shower.
Oh my God. Whoa, look at this place. And I can't believe this actually used to be my old room. Dang, now it looks like heaven. I'm thinking about moving my butt up in here now. Like, where should I get my room at? Freaking microwave, refrigerator, fresh new sink.
Porter says it's important to understand the history and the context of Skid Row. In 1999, we took the Ford Hotel through the nuisance abatement process through the Zoning Administration. Now it's being turned into affordable housing for people with mental health issues.
And so this is a victory for us as well, because this was a nuisance hotel and now, you know, it's being turned into affordable units, housing for people with mental health issues.
Travell looks out the window at the sun's glare reflected off the skyscrapers in the financial district. How much y'all charge in a month, he asks a senior project manager, Duke Cook. Cook outlines the $25 million project. The transformation of 295 units that became 151 units for persons who are homeless or homeless with chronic mental illness, he says. The project is part of a larger plan to redevelop the 7th Street corridor between Alameda and Main Street. Inside the United Coalition East Prevention Office, Travell is introspective. I'm gonna get a job, he says. I'm waiting for my ID to come. I got like five things I wanna be. Mechanic, chef, artist, martial artist, that's about it. But then he confesses, I don't see anything for myself beyond this place. Travell Robertson has been outside of Los Angeles twice in his 19 years. He went to San Francisco and once to San Diego. San Francisco, man, when I went there I was tripping out, he says. On the street trains, they got like those little things on top of the cars. It's like a bus train. That's what it was. It was tight.
My name is Travell. We're on Skid Row, near Gladys Park, you know.
Podcast is part of the Pavement Transmedia series, a print piece in the LA Weekly, video podcast and photo gallery online. Read it, hear it, and see it at www.samslavic.com.